morning we're Tehillim Chayodim, and we've been learning Klalam Dalad. The last point he's been talking about Tehillim Marav of Shabbos. He does not discuss the Nina of Kabbalah Shabbos, so let's touch on the Kabbalah Shabbos a little bit. So Kabbalah Shabbos is not something which is Medina the Gemara. There's no mention of the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos in the Gemara. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama, a Gemara in Shabbos, which says that there were Meroyim which would anticipate Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, and they would say, Boyim and Neitzei Likras Shabbos Kala Malkus. So, and the Gemara says that other ones would say, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala. So there was some indication of the idea of anticipating the coming of Shabbos with some type of greeting to the Shabbos. So which is how we understand the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. The Rambam, when he brings this down, he says the minhag of the Chachamim was that they would be misate if they would clothe themselves in a cloak, and they would sit there and anticipate the coming of Shabbos. Misatev b'tzitzis v'yoshev b'kavod rosh miyakol l'hakbolus p'nei ha-Shabbos. So Rambam saw this as being the purpose of being misatev b'tzitzis. You find, for example, by Dayanim, that they would put on their talesim and keep their minds focused on the din and not to be distracted on anything else, and show that this is a serious activity that they're doing. This is a significant activity. That's why they would be misatev b'talus. According to Rambam, it would not just be the chazan, but everybody would do that, and they weren't actually saying anything. They were just actually sitting and contemplating. So that's the most we find in the Gemara. However, there is the idea of saying Mitzvah Shaliyam HaShabbos is mentioned not in the Rambam, in the his Sefer Mishnah Torah, but in his Tshuvas, the Rambam does mention there was a minhag ready to say Mitzvah Shaliyam HaShabbos, and that's already mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Rizal added that we should say Mizmor LaDavid and Adonai B'Kayach. So those two parts of Kabbalah Shabbos are based on Kabbalah. The kapitel, or the piyut, I'm sorry, that we say of the Chododi was composed by Shlomo Lakavitz, one of the Bali Kabbalah found in Sras at the time of the Rizal, or shortly afterwards. And he composed this based on this Gemara. So in regards to being this Kabbal and Klal Yisrael, what happened was, the reason why we have the minig in many shuls is that the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Chazan stands by the Bima as opposed to by the Omer, is because historically what happened was that the Chazan would say they're standing by the Bima because it wasn't officially part of the davening. And the Tzibur would say it, and not everybody would come. Whoever wanted to come would come, and they would say it. And then eventually, when the Chazan was ready to daven Marav, he would go to the Amud, and the whole Tzibur would be there, and they would daven Marav. So it was done similarly to differentiate, to show that this was not part of the regular tefillah. And that's why we still do that, to indicate this is not part of the regular tefillah. That which we've added on, other parts of the other parts to Kabbalah Shabbos, the six kapitlos of Tillim that we say at the beginning, that's not mentioned in the Rizal. It's not mentioned, but it was already found in the time of the Talmidim of the Rizal that this was mentioned. The Rakhav Emdler already mentioned that we do such a thing, so it was clearly in place by his time, which was about 150 years later, that they were doing this. One suggestion is simply that they talk about the praises to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that would be the appropriate thing to do in honor of coming Shabbos. He says it corresponds to 6 days of the week, which is why we do not say these kapitlos of the minhag, not to say them from when Yontif is before Shabbos. And there are other suggestions why we do this, what exactly the reason behind this is. Fine. One point which comes up, just maybe one a halachic or semi-halachic concept, is the correct way to do the turning around by the end of the Chododi. So we're doing this based on the Gemara that they would go out to greet the Shabbos, and the Rizal actually says that he would actually take his Talmidim out of the city to indicate we're going to greet the Shabbos. Now, obviously, the Shabbos is not more outside than it is inside, but the idea that we're going out to greet ingrains in us that there's something special which is coming. We have to go greet it, so we don't actually step outside, but we turn around to greet. So, therefore, many poskim assume in the case you should be faced towards the door of the shul. So, because the idea is the guest is coming through the door. So if in the standard setup of a shul where the Aron HaKadosh is in the east and the doors are in the west, you would turn towards the west. But if that would be different, the door is in a different direction, we would just be facing towards that direction. Now that's, Rav Moshe was asked, however, what is the proper thing to do? And he assumes that we should always, the correct thing to do is always to face towards the west. His assumption is that you have to go towards the Maariv, even if the doorway is not in that direction. So whatever you do, there's what to rely on. Whatever you do, there's opinion which says that's the right thing to do, and there's opinion which disagrees. I think the standard minhag is to turn always from the front towards the back, regardless of where the doorway is. At least that's the minhag here in America, which would be like where Moshe says to do it. It should be said b'simcha. And the Sefer Shas Avodah says that the whole point over here is that you're getting excited to greet your guests. It's so nice to have you come. It's really not the right, nice way to greet your guests. It has to be done with the Golden Simcha that you're going to, you're being zeichet that Shabbos is coming to us. So it's important that it is said with Simcha. That's why many people have the minhag to sing or to dance, all in conjunction with the idea of the Simcha that Shabbos is coming. Obviously, it's appropriate that the simcha should be an expression of your real simcha about Shabbos. It's not about how much you enjoy the song. One last point in regards to standing. The Rizal says that the Mizmor LaDavid should be said standing, and that's the minhag is people to stand for Mizmor LaDavid. Mr. Shalir Mashabos, there are two minhagim in regards to whether you should stand or not. The Chidah brings that it should be said standing, and therefore many people are makbid to say it standing. In regards to the Chadori, it's a piyut, so it's hard to say that there's anything al pi kabbalah that would be mechayev one way or the other. There are two minhagim whether in regards to whether it sits for the Chadori or whether one stands. There would be an argument to say that once you stood for Mizmor LaDavid and you said Mizmor Shalem HaShabbos, it's not appropriate to sit down in the middle. And that's the minhag that Duin tells, actually, is that they stand for all of the Chadori. Okay. So those are some of the points about Kabbalah Shabbos. With Hashem, we're going to move on to the next segment, the Dinner Kriyas Shema LaMita, in the next year. Have a good day.